Wright brothers made their first flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. However, it was the farmers around Dayton, Ohio that helped them perfect the plane. Those farmers' pastures where they trained were full of dangers. The story of what they had to avoid is this edition of The American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight. Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
After the Wright brothers' first successful flights in North Carolina in 1903, they returned to Dayton, Ohio for further testing. A local banker, Torrence Huffman, gave them permission to use his pasture just outside of town.
It was used as prairie. There were cows and horses on the field. The agreement was they could use it for free for their flight experiments as long as they shooed the horses and cows off the field at the beginning of the day.
Julia Fraser at Dayton Aviation Heritage National Historical Park says they used the Huffman pasture for most of 1904 and 5. One lesson they learned was how hard to turn or bank their plane. It happened when Orville was blown toward a tree in the middle of the pasture.
A locust tree has about 4-inch thorns. Here he is, he's heading right for this tree, but he figured he had no option, so he pulls up on it and he banks it sharply, assuming that the plane will literally fall apart. It held.
When he landed, he found one wingtip full of thorns, but he did learn how hard he could bank the plane. In October 1905, a record-breaking flight took place here.
The local farmers had always kept an ear out for that little putter of an airplane. They felt if they ran into trouble, there really wasn't anybody else to help. And the engine kept running and kept running. And so it drew in a crowd because all of these farmers thought that they were actually in trouble. And Wilbur did land 39 minutes later after accomplishing 24 miles of flight when he ran out of gas.
At that point, the brothers knew they had the world's first practical airplane. It all took place in this pasture where they avoided the cattle, horses, and locust trees. Traveling the countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.